and this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonderbell takes you further.
We want to talk about why it's so important that the preachers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ teach the entire of the full gospel of salvation, because God himself said that his people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we titled this lesson today, Preach the Full Gospel of Salvation. That's the title of our lesson today. Preach the full gospel of salvation. We know that there are some severe lack in the churches all over the world, and it is the express reason that we're seeing a crisis. I mean, severe crisis and devastations all over the world. But it seems like that there is no nation as bad as the United States when it comes to hate crimes and all these assaults and murders on innocent people of color. I mean, we can understand war in countries. We can understand that. But what we're seeing in the United States is high profile. We have become the murder capital of the world. Killings, shootings, mass murders, taking the lives of older citizens, children. It's heinous to say the least. I almost hate to mention the continued wrongful, hateful murder and assaults on black men and black boys. And in some cases, it's increasing. The murder rates are increasing on black women and black girls. I hate to bring it up because everybody has been a victim of hate crimes and murder, wrongful murder and death in the United States, have had some laws or legislation at least mention about what's going on with them. But the Justice Departments and the legislative bodies of America shows African-American people that they have a pure disdain for people of color. And that's just not right. It's just not right. You know, you turn on your TV. If you don't think I'm telling you the truth, if you think I'm just making something up, then you turn on your TVs and you see what's going on all these news stations. You check out the pay stubs of the checks of these people of color, and then you look at the ones of a different color, and you're going to see a great, great difference in what's going on there. You look at the job market and who's still not qualified for low interest loans. People working at Burger King's and McDonald's, they can never buy a home, you know? So they're out of the job market, they're out of a home forever, unless we can get legislation pushed there to get a pay increase. And we see that that's gridlocked and deadlocked also. And even the people in our state of Louisiana does not approve of giving pay raises to poor people. It's a shame. Who's most likely to be stopped Just think about this. Who is most likely to be stopped for any reason, any old reason? It's going to be black people. Who's most likely to be killed, you know, in their homes, in their backyard, in their bed, in their car, even for jaywalking? Now this is just unheard of. You're jaywalking and you stopped and you're murdered for jaywalking. This is not what this lesson is about, but somebody have to say something. We all have our role to play in what's happening in our society today. And we can't sit still and have one race of people railroaded in every venue of life, while others enjoy endless freedoms and pleasure. You know, if teaching was done, I'm just going to tell you now, if there was some teaching done just on love, just a simple subject is love, which is also in this salvation plan, love. You know, there just wouldn't be a lot of hate going on in the world today if we just had some simple teachings on love. And I'm going to tell you, let me tell you some of the things what God said about love. Matthew 22 and 39. Matthew says, he tells us to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. And now, you know, if we could just love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we would be doing something great. You know, we would be doing something great. If you say you love God and you hate your brother, you're a liar. That's in 1 John 4 and 20. It says, if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor, then you're a liar. Now, I'm not calling anyone a liar, but the Bible says you are a liar if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor. We're all neighbors. That's how God characterizes us, as neighbors. And when you say you love God and you hate your neighbors, I don't care what color they are, what creed, what nationality they are, you're lying, you know? And then John 13 and 34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That's Jesus talking. He says, I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm giving to you that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye love one another also. We have to love one another just like God loved us, just like Jesus loved us. We have to have that same abiding love for everybody else. We have to have that sense of God, or we're not doing the things that God says that we're supposed to do. John 15 and 9 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. He said, continue in this love that I've given you. My Father gave me this love, and I'm giving it to you. Now you are to continue in this love. What does it mean in 2022 and beyond that we stop loving, we stop caring, if we start hating, we develop hate groups, we get into the hate groups, we start serving into the hate groups? No, that's not what it means. If you're a Christian, you most definitely can't do that. John 15 and 17 says, love is a commandment from God, that he commanded us to love one another. He commanded us to love. That's a commandment. He commanded us to love one another. Christians can't get all bent out of shape because of a skin pigmentation. You know, to God, who made every race, color, creed, nationality, it means nothing to him. But what he will take offense to is when we come out and we voice our displeasure about folks, about their color and who they are, you know. It's like when Miriam and Moses' sister, she and Aaron spoke against Moses' wife because he married an Ethiopian woman who was dark color. She had dark skin, and people would say she was a black woman. You know, Miriam, she was struck with leprosy, and Moses had to pray to God for her healing. See, it doesn't pay when we do things out of character and out of the will of God. It's not going to pay dividends, good dividends. It's going to pay, but not good dividends. My point to you is this. The church must have teaching so that we can adhere to all of the things of God. We must preach and teach the whole gospel of salvation. Not just select parts that we may like. Amen. not just select parts. You know, I felt led to mention these things that I talked to you previously, and you know, because we can see what's happening now, and they have a direct bearing on the lesson that I'm bringing to you today. We want to give you a definition of salvation. We want to emphasize the need from God's word, for teaching, you know, the entire word of God. That's going to be the emphasis on this lesson. We want to emphasize God needs us to teach the whole gospel, not just the parts that we like or the parts that we think that people need. We need everything, and we should be touching on everything. And we also want to teach on how to utilize and how to practice these specific parts of our salvation that I'm talking about today. We want to teach you how to practice healing and deliverance. That's what we're teaching on today. So we're going to look at the conditions of this world, you know. It reveals man's awful, dangerous, difficult situations that his fallen condition has left him in. And I'm talking about all of us. We're all in a fallen condition. But when we come to God, you know, through Jesus Christ, God has brought us back to the righteousness and the right standing of God. Mankind is completely helpless when he is left to his own human resources. I don't think mankind think anymore about a new society where we all can have peace and prosperity and equality. This world remains scattered and torn by the worsening conditions and the damaging views of some of the governing bodies in the world. And I know you all know who I'm talking about. And some church folks, they're walking in step with them. We know that it's sin, and it's on a local level, so it's on a national level, and it's on an international level. But we thank God for his great plan of salvation. This is the plan to provide a solution to man's problem. You know, it's called salvation. That's the name of the plan. It's called the plan of salvation. Paul calls it the doctrine or the gospel of salvation. It embraces all of time, as well as eternity, past and present and future. It includes or it relates to all of mankind, everything about us without exception. That's what it includes. Salvation is the total work of God by which he seeks to rescue man from the ruin and the power of sin. This is the plan that he's using to rescue us from the ruin and the power of sin. We want to give you a definitive definition of salvation. The word salvation communicates the thought of deliverance, safety, perseverance, soundness, restoration, and healing. And in theology, it's a major doctrine of the Bible, which includes redemption, reconciliation, propitiation, conviction. Listen to all these things: conviction, repentance, faith, regeneration, forgiveness, justification, sanctification, perseverance, and glorification.
All right, you are an awesome.